back in those days.
A wardrobe.
Yes, a wardrobe. It was a shiver over a wardrobe. A wardrobe was, now Grandmother Griffin had a big wardrobe in her home that her husband had built out of, looked like walnut or some solid nice wood. And it had two doors, and it was nothing but just to hang up clothes in on one side and put your linens and things on the other. And the chiffarobe had a place to hang on one side and drawers on the other side with a mirror up over it. I'd forgotten about the wardrobe.
Can you tell me about some of your outstanding subjects and accomplishments in school?
Well, I was the youngest girl that went to Ryerson High School. And that one, nearly one, would be nearly every Friday afternoon, our superintendent would give out words to see how they could spell, because we weren't teaching, you know, we weren't studying any spelling in high school. And I had studied out at home in the blueback, what they call the old blueback speller, the blueback speller. And so I was a better speller than most of them because it really had hard words in it. And one Friday afternoon he was giving out this word. I can't think of what it is, not ordinary looking. And he'd point out this one in the room and that one in the room, and none of them could spell it. Went around. I was toward the last, and he pointed me out, and I spelled it. Of course, they thought then I was so smart because I could spell that big word. But they claim ordinarily I can. When you want to, you can. And then the last year I went to school down there, he told us all, it was the same man, Mr. was the superintendent, and he told us that we had to write an essay. And a great long one. Well, I was always good in English. But now, essays were something else. I'd never written a real essay. I'd written stories about this and that, evangeline and things. And when I first went to Ryerson, I hadn't had enough books to read out there in the country. And Papa, while he was director, he had bought a whole bunch of books in a case. But they were not what you'd call classical literature. So when we'd have to write up something on this, I'd have to go buy the little book and read it in one night to be able to write about it or tell about it the next day, about Romeo and Juliet and Caesar and things like that. It was really classical literature. And then he told us we had to write this essay.